Today is Monday, June 23rd, 2025, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Hydration Day. It's also National Pink Day. Not Pink the singer, but Pink the color. So you could wear pink today and celebrate it. It's also National Pecan Sandies Day. Some people say pecan. Some people say pecan. I say pecan. You say tomato. I say tomato. Lastly, it's National Detroit Style Pizza Day. There was a frozen Detroit style pizza that I didn't mind. I can't remember the name of it. I think it was like Uno's or something like that. Anyway, so yeah, what we had a weekend, and really I did more than I wanted to do, but I didn't really do anything exciting. So Friday night we had the mix, and so Joe and I were supposed to do throwing down on Thursday, but we decided to do throwing down Friday night because Daniel was camping at his gay campground, and so I needed a co-host for the mix. But I just don't feel, occasionally I feel like I'm in the mood, but it's challenging for me to play the role as host of the mix. It's just a very specific role that Daniel plays well, and my podcasting style is a little bit different, and I don't feel as comfortable hosting it and leading it to all the segments and remembering all the bumpers and all that kind of good stuff. And so I said to Joe, I was like, hey, let's just do Throwing Down, and I'll release Throwing Down on the Mix Minus feed this week. So we decided to do that. And so we logged on around 8 o'clock. Gary in Portland was there. There were quite a few people who were not there. And I don't know if they probably just don't like me, right? They're like, oh, Daniel's going to be gone. We're not going to be there. But everybody except for Gary decided to skip on Friday night. So it was just myself, Joe Batance, and Gary. And we had a good show. It was a good show. We spent about an hour. That's how long we normally do Throwing Down. And we spent an hour doing Throwing Down, and Gary was there in the chat room for the whole time, and we had a good show. And I'm going to be releasing that on the feed. And then that was it. I went down. We are still watching Outlander. I think there are like 7 seasons of Outlander, and it might have been renewed for a season 8. And we're only on season 2, so we have a lot of Outlander to watch. I feel like a lot of times when we go on trips, when we're just relaxing in the hotel room, we need something to watch. And so I'm thinking I might download a bunch of Outlander episodes on my iPad, you know, for when we're on the airplane, when we're in the hotel room needing to rest after a long day of trekking around in the highlands of Scotland. Because also Outlander is one of the reasons we started watching it, is because it's about Scotland, basically, or the story takes place in Scotland. So anyway, we watched a little bit more of that, and then we went to bed. And then Saturday, I had to get up super early because I had a haircut. And so got up, got in the car, you know, got my shower, did all that, got in the car, started my drive. I was so sleepy. I have been so sleepy this weekend. And really, in life, I don't know if it's just my mid to late 40s, because I'm 46, but I've just been so sleepy recently. It could be the medication that I'm taking, you know, that I'm trying to help me with my anxiety, but I've just been so sleepy. So I was driving and I was having trouble staying awake. And I was playing, you know, I was playing a podcast, I was playing YouTube video, I was playing whatever I could to try to stay awake. I was playing, and I was able to stay awake, but I had to stop a few times and walk around the car and, you know, do that thing where you bounce up and I don't know if anybody has ever bounced up and down in their seat. I slapped my face a few times. I opened the window a few times, but it was so hot outside. instead of like when it's cold outside, when you open the window, it gives you this nice refreshing, you're like, whoo, you know, you get this little tingle and everything, and it helps to kind of wake you up. When it's hot outside and you open the window and it was hot and sticky and humid, it just like blew in this hot air. So bottom line, I had trouble staying awake. But I did manage to stay awake. I am still alive, so nothing to worry about there. Mark did not go with me because he goes with me every other trip to St. Louis. So I went by myself. And, you know, so I couldn't swap the driving with him. I stopped at Buc-ee's. I still do not understand why Buc-ee's is such a phenomenon. Of course, here it is. I stopped at Buc-ee's, but it is always full of people. It is always so full of people. And it's like, okay, I understand it's a clean, nice gas station. They have so many pumps that you're never going to go and not find a pump. And I don't know, there must be like 100 pumps or something. It's crazy how many spaces there are for cars at this thing. And then you go inside and it's like a mall. There's like a clothing section, not a mall, but like a, I don't know, like a department store. There's a clothing section. There's like a gift section. There's like a knickknack section. And then you go and there's a jerky section where they've literally just made a bunch of jerky and they're selling it. There's a barbecue section where they're selling homemade fresh barbecue. They make those cinnamon coated toasted nuts. They make fudge. They have cinnamon rolls. They have everything you can imagine. But they don't have all the brands of drinks. Like, I don't think they have Diet Mountain Dew. Or if they do, there was some drink I was looking for that they didn't have. But anyway, I just stopped there to use the restroom because I didn't need a drink. I didn't need anything to eat. And I had already gotten gas, so I didn't need gas. But I did need to kind of, I was still sleepy. I needed to wake up a little bit and stop and pee. And so I stopped because they have a nice bathroom. Maybe that's why everybody stops. They have a nice bathroom. Because gas stations are not known for having nice bathrooms. It's just not a thing. Maybe in Europe, but not here. Not in the U.S. My haircut was pretty much without incident. They tried to get me to renew my contract. It's quite expensive. And I have to buy hair and do my little contract once every year to year and a half, depending on how long I'm able to stretch it. I buy six to eight hair systems is what they call them. And anyway, it's expensive is all I'm going to say. But they tried to get me to do it. I have three left, but I'm like, well, how long is it? I said, how long is it before, you know, they come in, like the new ones? And she said, yeah, we're running about 6 to 8 months out. And, you know, knowing that three systems is what I've got left will last me about 6 months. So I think she kind of made that up to try to make a sale. But I said, well, let me think about it. I might do it next time. So I do need to do it, though, because I can't run out. Running out would be a bad thing. So I'm trying to do a little bit of one of those new modern mullet styles that I know some people are probably throwing up a little bit in their mouth. But I like the shaved sides and then, you know, the back that's a little bit longer. And so I asked her to start doing that, but she, because we do the shaved sides already, but she tapers it in. And so I have like a V shape in the back. And I said, just make it square it off a little bit more, just to make it a little bit more. And so she said, well, it's not going to look that way this time, but she said, I didn't cut as much off of it. So by next time, she said, it will have grown out a little bit more. So we did that. I drove home. I put on a YouTuber that I really like and watched pretty much all the way home. So I was able to stay awake. So see, I know you guys say, oh, listening to YouTube as you're driving is dangerous, but it keeps me awake. And otherwise I would fall asleep. So I think it was all right. Anyway, I ordered pizza to be delivered about 15 minutes after I got home. I made it home just fine. The pizza was delivered. We had pizza and watched Outlander. And then I got up on Sunday morning, did my two church services and came home. Got Whataburger on the way home for lunch, and then we watched more Outlander. And I'm printing an I Dream of Jeannie bottle, a replica of the I Dream of Jeannie bottle, and it's taking over 2 days to print. So fingers crossed that nothing goes wrong, because it's already been printing for almost a full 24 hours. All right, for more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call or text 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.